South Korea is building a $2 million AI system to monitor 8 billion crypto transactions before its 2027 tax kicks. In South Korea's National Tax Service, NTS, has opened a procurement bid for an AI-powered surveillance platform designed to monitor approximately 8 billion annual cryptocurrency transactions ahead of the country's long-delayed crypto gains tax, set to take effect in January 2027. The project carries a budget of 3 billion Korean won, roughly $2 million. Contractor selection is scheduled for March 2026, with system design beginning in April, testing throughout the year, a pilot in November, and full deployment by late 2026, weeks before the tax goes live. A tax delayed three times, now backed by machine learning. South Korea first passed its crypto tax framework in 2020. The implementation date has been pushed back three times since then, most recently from 2025 to January 2027, amid political pressure from the country's large retail crypto investor base and industry lobbying. The delays bought time for infrastructure. Rather than launching the tax with manual auditing, the NTS is now building purpose-built AI to analyze trading patterns across domestic exchanges before a single tax return is due. The tax itself is straightforward, a combined 22% rate, 20% income tax plus 2% local tax on annual crypto gains exceeding 2.5 million won, about $1,700. That threshold is low enough to capture most active traders, not just whales. What the system will actually track, the Virtual Asset Integrated Analysis System, as the NTS calls it, has three core functions. Data integration. Secure pipelines from domestic cryptocurrency exchanges will feed transaction data directly into the platform. Under new regulations, this data submission becomes mandatory. Pattern recognition. Machine learning algorithms will flag unusual transaction volumes, cross-platform asset movements, wash trading, and pump-and-dump patterns, cross-reference analysis. Crypto transaction data will be matched against traditional financial records, connecting on-chain activity with existing tax databases to identify hidden income. The NTS plans to share suspected offender lists with three agencies: the Korea Customs Service, the Bank of Korea, and the Ministry of Data and Statistics. That cross-agency sharing turns the system into more than a tax tool. It becomes a financial surveillance network, where crypto activity is cross-checked against customs declarations, central bank records, and national statistics databases simultaneously. The scale problem that pushed them toward AI 8 billion annual transactions is the number that explains why manual enforcement was never realistic. South Korea has one of the world's highest crypto trading volumes relative to population. The kimchi premium, a persistent price gap between Korean exchanges and global markets, reflects a domestic market where speculative trading volume routinely exceeds that of the country's stock market. Human auditors cannot process 8 billion data points. AI can. The system's $2 million price tag is modest by government IT standards, suggesting the NTS is building on existing infrastructure rather than starting from scratch. The timing is deliberate. By running a pilot in November 2026, the NTS gets 2 months of live data before the tax takes effect in January 2027. Any patterns the AI identifies during that window will inform the first wave of enforcement actions. How this compares to global crypto tax enforcement? South Korea's approach is unusually proactive. Most countries have imposed crypto taxes first and built enforcement after the fact. The United States still relies on 1099 forms and exchange-reported data, with the IRS building its capacity incrementally. The IRS has been expanding crypto reporting requirements alongside broader financial enforcement, but nothing approaching real-time AI surveillance of all transactions. India taxes crypto gains at 30% with a 1% TDS, tax deducted at source, on every transaction, creating a paper trail but not an AI-driven analysis layer. Japan requires exchanges to report, but enforcement remains largely reactive. South Korea is the first major market to build dedicated AI surveillance infrastructure before its crypto tax even takes effect. The system's cross-agency data sharing with customs and the central bank goes further than anything currently operating in the G20. What this means for Korean crypto users. For traders on domestic exchanges like Upbit and Bithumb, the practical impact is clear. Every transaction will be logged, analyzed, and potentially flagged before the first tax filing deadline arrives. The low $1,700 threshold means casual investors are not exempt. Anyone who made more than $2.5 million won in crypto gains during 2027 will owe 22% on the excess. The AI system's pattern recognition means strategies like splitting gains across multiple exchanges or using peer-to-peer transfers to obscure profits are exactly what the algorithms are trained to detect. For the broader market, South Korea's approach could become a template. If an AI system proves effective at enforcing crypto taxes in a market with 8 billion annual transactions, other high-volume countries will study and replicate it. South Korea's regulators have already shown willingness to act aggressively against exchanges that fail compliance standards. BitHum received a 6-month partial suspension from the FIU just days ago for AML and KYC violations. The AI tax system adds another enforcement layer on top of existing regulatory pressure.